are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Sally Pipes, Vice Chairman of the Pacific Research Institute. She joins us today to react to the Obama administration's latest comments on health care reform and how the administration says that the current version of reform being proposed on Capitol Hill and from the Obama White House would actually save the government money and actually improve the economy, even though it would add over 46 million people to coverage. And Sally, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
The biggest argument we keep hearing repeatedly is that excessive waste, excessive costs are killing the healthcare system and therefore killing the economy. And if we can streamline that, make it more efficient, even expanding healthcare with a government option through this healthcare reform package is going to save us a whole lot of money. What do the numbers truly show?
Well, you know, the president during the campaign and even up until yesterday has been talking about healthcare reform is his number one issue. He has to get it done by the end of this year. It won't happen, but he's very much committed to it. I think of the four pillars of his plan, the one that I find the most disturbing is the option of a public plan. I see that as really taking us down the path to Medicare for all. I think it will crowd out private insurance because of the mandates on insurance companies, and we will end up with a Canadian-style single-payer system where, you know, Canadians wait on average 17.3 weeks from seeing a primary care doctor to getting treatment by a specialist. Care will be rationed, care will be denied, and this is not in the best interest of the American public. I also think the way to reduce costs in our healthcare system is to put doctors and patients back in charge of their healthcare, reduce costly state mandates, and eliminate the employer tax exclusion. That is the way we will get universal coverage if we offer universal choice in healthcare. When the president says, you know, we are going to be able to reduce costs significantly, gross domestic product will increase by 2030 by 8%, and that the average family by 2030 will have an additional $10,000 in their bank account because of, you know, healthcare cost reduction. We will not see healthcare cost reductions from setting up a public plan. What we will see is people being denied care. There will be a global budget set, and therefore the government, that's how the government will ultimately control costs and our healthcare. I think it's very upsetting. And, you know, today, and it's impossible to predict what something will, you know, cost or add to GDP or bring income into individual families by 2030. We don't know what inflation is going to do, and I think it's a very likely possibility we're going to see a lot of inflation. So I think, you know, quoting these numbers it's completely, you know, pie in the sky stuff. This health care plan is going to cost the American people about $1.5 trillion, and it's going to take us down the path to a Medicare for all health care system.
Sally, let me have you elaborate on something you mentioned briefly, and that's that eventually this government option that is part of the Obama health care plan, because of mandates, would crowd out private insurance. Elaborate on that if you could.
You know, the president even yesterday committed again to a public plan option. What the president has said was that American people, should have an opportunity to move into a public health plan. I think, you know, what that means is that there will be, the public health plan will be within a national insurance exchange. Private insurers will also be in the exchange. But what we know is that the public plan and the private plans will have to offer guaranteed issue and community rating, which will mean that a private insurer will not be able to offer, be able to decline insurance to someone based on their pre-existing condition or a chronic condition. This is going to lead to cost increases, and I think what will happen is the government will base the public plan, and they will base it on the federal employees' health benefit plan, the government plan for federal government employees, but they will price that plan cheaper than what the private sector will be able to offer health insurance. So ultimately, private insurance plans are going to be crowded out of the market, and we will be left with a government-run Medicare for all health care program. So this public plan will be in a national insurance exchange. The president has also said that he believes in a play or pay employer mandate. And so if that comes to be, a lot of employers are going to say, we'd rather put a payroll tax amount of, say, 7% into the paid into the federal government, and they will move their employees off the private insurance that they have and move them. They will then get their insurance through this public plan. And the Lewin Group has shown that about 118.5 million people who get their insurance through their employer will be moved into this public plan. So it's another step into government taking over our healthcare system. And it's not going to be in the long-term interest of Americans or people all over the world, because people do come from all over the world to get healthcare in America because it is the best in the world.
Just about a minute left, Sally, so unfortunately we're running out of time. But very quickly, what should be the principles Congress ought to follow for healthcare reform?
Well, I very much believe the federal government got us into this mess in the first place in providing employer-based coverage. We need to change the tax code so that we get rid of the tax exclusion, the employer tax exclusion, so that individuals and employers will be on a level playing field. Because right now, if you lose your job, your health insurance is not portable. If you go into the individual market, you have to buy your insurance with after-tax dollars. So I support getting rid of the tax exclusion and then offering insurance so that everybody can enter the market and buy their health insurance. I believe that we need to reduce mandates. There are over 2,000 mandates at the state level on insurance companies around the country. Each state has about 45, 46 mandates. If we can reduce mandates, we can reduce the cost significantly of health insurance. The mandate adds between 20 to 50% to the cost of a premium. People should be able to buy insurance across state lines. And we need to have medical malpractice reform. If we can make these changes, universal choice in healthcare, putting doctors and patients back in charge, will reduce costs, reduce the number of uninsured, and allow us to have the finest healthcare in the world.
Sally, unfortunately, we need to stop there. Thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Thank you so much.
Sally Pipe serves as vice chairman of the Pacific Research Institute. Straight ahead on Dateline Washington, it's been 20 years since the government cracked down on the students protesting in China's Tiananmen Square. We'll reflect on that and discuss where China is today right after the break on Dateline Washington.